Thank you. There's a lot of people around the Cotton Belt that does variety testing every year, both on, I guess, research center farms and even with producers. A lot of times these fields are being, we don't always have direct control over what's being put over the top of these different variety evaluations. And, you know, we were wanting to look a little bit at, are we potentially hurting some of our different varieties? Because as we do know that some varieties are more sensitive to PGR applications than others. And so we wanted to kind of take a look at that. Also with the fact that Bayer was divesting their agronomy genetics division, and BAS was looking at picking them up, I guess, at that time. I don't remember all the details when all we started discussing these trials. Anyway, they were wanting to look at different varieties in the Pentia product and how some of the effects of that, and that's kind of where the impetus of this project came along. So looking at this study was looking at the effects of various rates and application timings of Pentia on several different varieties of cotton. Of course, want to acknowledge BASF for their financial support for this project, and then our College Station field support team with graduate students James and Brady and our other student workers. The objectives, of course, keep it pretty simple, is to look at the response of some of the newer varieties or pre-commercial varieties that Bayer, BASF, had or has in looking at different Pentia regimes. Want to look at final plant height, nodes above, white flower, things of that nature, but keep it pretty simple. We're mainly looking at the overall impact on yield and ultimately. We had it all set up at this location as a just typical small plot design. Planted on April 26, harvested on September 20th. Four row plots and two harvest the center two rows of each plot. So would like to mention that we did have in season about from planting till first harvest date application about 10.4 inches of rainfall, and then probably another 10 or so inches of rain prior to after that till harvest later in the month, or there you see a September 20th. Here's the application timings. I did want to point out there in the middle the two harvest date applications, so that's the date where that 10.4 inches stopped it from the planting time, August 30th. And then we had a follow-up harvest aid application on September 12th. Our Pentia treatments were applied with the four-row West Texas Leaf Spider Sprayer, Turbo T 8002 tips, 4 miles per gallon, or 4 miles per hour, 11-gallon volume. We did have three sequential applications on the Pentia treatments with application A, or the first one, May 25th, which was right around Pinhead Square. June 11th was our second application, right around one-third grown, and then June 25th at early bloom stage. And then if you look to the right, it shows the three different Pentia regimes. We had an untreated control, which, so no PGR at any of those application dates. Then we had a lower regime with 6 ounces at each of the three application timings, and then one with a 6 at the first application timing and 12 ounces at the later two application timings. We looked at four different varieties, and I don't know if I'm sure these the first two have an actual number, commercial number to them now, but at that time they were BX1972 and BX1974 GLTP, and then FM1953 and Stoneville 5471 GLTP were the four varieties. And the data on the charts here, I have them grouped in sets of two. And basically they're looking at it. This one and the next slide will be both plant height, and it's just way I have them sorted. One, I have them sorted by PGR or Pentia application rates, and the other one it'll be by sorted with the varieties grouped together. So if you look here across the bottom on the x-axis, you can see the three different PGR rates, the untreated, the 3 6-ounce, and the 6 and 2 12-ounce applications. And the red bar across each little line or set of varieties is the average mean for that group of varieties. And as you would expect, the plant height we saw from the untreated to the higher PGR regime, we saw a reduction in overall plant height mean across those different varieties. I do have the varieties kind of legend to the side there. Here again, same data, just sorted a little different way, and we can see how the plant height changed based on a variety by the Pentia rates. We can see that the FM1953 really didn't have a whole lot of wasn't affected too much by either of the PGR rates. Didn't have a whole lot of effect, where the other varieties definitely showed more of a response to the different rates of Pentia. All right, we had several timings of notes above white flower counts, and I'm using one of the middle timings. I believe it was mid-July, about 3 weeks after the final application of PGR, and just looking at what the notes above white flower means are. And as you can see, we did see about a one node difference in notes above white flower between the untreated and the two treated regimes of PGRs. If you look at it based on varieties, you can see the responses. Some varieties generally got a response, some significant, but not all were significant, such as the 5471, especially didn't show a significant response here. Micronair, we looked at all the major fiber properties for these, and as you can see, we saw a little bit of increase from the untreated to the higher rates of Pentia in the overall mean for each group of varieties, from about 4.2 to about 4.35, and you can see how each individual variety responded to the different PGR effects or regimes. And you can see that like the 1974 really didn't affect the Micronair at all, whereas the other ones showed some kind of at least numerical response, if not statistical. Mean length, here again, the untreated and the lower PGR regime didn't see any difference in overall mean if you group those together, but we saw a little bit of drop in the higher PGR. And here's the individual varieties based on PGRs. And you see up and down, some had a positive effect from putting the PGR on, and some like the 5471, you see a little bit of numerical drop, or the 1953, you see a statistical response on that variety, lower mean length. All right, yield, and that's kind of what we're looking for anyway. Mean yield for the untreateds, we were seeing around 1,625 pounds per acre mean yield, versus closer to just under about 1,475 pounds for both of the PGR Pentia regimes. So we saw maybe 130 to 140 or so pound reduction in yield. If you look overall, if you average the different PGR regimes together, but if you look at it based on variety, two of the varieties had a response, two of them didn't have a response, a yield response from the different PGR regimes. The 1972 and 1974 had negative responses from the higher rates, whereas the other two varieties, 1953 and 5471, did not show any negative or positive effect from these PGR regimes. Turnout, let's just put this up here. Gives you a little idea. Not much difference for the most part. and turn out. And then overall mean Lent value per acre here kind of echoes the Lent values also, with those 1972 and 1974 showing some differences from the untreated and then the two PGR Pentia treatments, sets of treatments. So basically, to wrap it up, Pentia applications did have some effects on various characteristics as far as height, nodes, nodes above white flower, things of that nature. The 1972 and 1974 were negatively affected by the Pentia applications in this set of trials. We had, I think we put on about 5 inches of water through our pivot or linear irrigation system. Did we put enough? I don't know. We put as kind of what we had time to put on at the time. It looked good all the way through the season. But I guess the bottom line is not all, and we know that not all varieties are going to act the same and respond the same to different PGR regimes. And we don't want to, if you're doing variety testing, we don't want to sacrifice one variety over another, especially by hurting it on something that we can prevent, such as putting out too much PGR. And I'm sure any PGR is going to have the same type of effects to a degree. We're not picking on Pentia per se. So we ought to need to know the varieties, the soil conditions, because some soils definitely are going to grow off a lot better, how much fertility we're using, and things of that nature. Because we can't always we don't know what the weather's going to do. We haven't some predictions, or we can look at the predictions, but a lot of times those are not going to be very accurate. So with that, thanks.
All right, we've got a few minutes for questions, if there are any. Seeing none, all right, thanks, Dr. Mott.
All right, that wraps up the agronomy section for today. Housekeeping, the student awards and the awards for the Tom Cothran Award and the Senior Agronomist Award are tomorrow morning here at 9 a.m. So students, if you're in the competition, be sure to be in here at 9 a.m. And our business meeting is here in about 15 minutes in this room if you're attending that. So thanks, everybody.